This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, dads and moms, all those hours your son or daughter spent wallowing in video games or trying out all of those apps, it's paying off in ways you may never have imagined. At least that's what we can say to the moms and dads of University of Michigan students enrolled in computer science and engineering, specifically Dr. David Chesney's sections of ENGR 100 and EECS 481. Under Dr. Chesney's guidance, students in these courses have been developing games and apps that help people with disabilities. Call it gaming for the greater good. And Dr. David Chesney joins us now in the studio. Welcome to Stateside.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So where and how did you get the inspiration to take the students' energy and their brain power and channel it into such a positive goal?
Well, we always tried to build computer games for the social good in these classes. And then very recently, within the past 2 or 3 years, we tried directing them towards specific disabilities, such as cerebral palsy or autism.
How did that happen? Where did the light go on where you were thinking, did you meet someone or did you cross paths with someone that kind of opened your eyes to the need?
So about 7 or 8 years ago, I took a tour in our local school district with folks, specifically Chris Tonge, who does some work with Livingston Educational Services Agency. Mm-hmm. And they put together assistive technology devices for kids with physical disabilities. And so I took the tour with her, and I thought, this is pretty interesting, but I think we could do better. You know, I think there's perhaps new technology that we could develop here at the University of Michigan.
So give me some idea. What kinds of apps and games have they been able to develop that actually have real-world use?
Well, one of the ones that we're the most excited about currently is, I don't know if you know the Microsoft Kinect sensor.
Okay.
But it's a camera.
For those of us who don't, explain what that is.
All right. So it's a camera that faces towards the player, and it tracks skeletal motion. So basically, as the person moves, then the character that's on the screen, the avatar that's on the screen, also has those motions.
Okay.
And we thought that that would be a great type of sensor to use to track the motion of somebody with a disability. So basically, you know, if you want someone to have some kind of exercise, you know, exercising their right arm or their left arm or some type of motion, then the person can actually do that motion and watch the player, the character on the screen, do it back at them.
And the benefit for the patient would be?
The benefit for the patient, I mean, it varies.
Yes.
I mean, it can be just physical rehabilitation that, you know, you need to exercise your right arm more. We're building games right now that have cooperative play, that two people are playing them, and so somebody needs to step on top of this magic pad that opens a door so that the other player can walk through. So collaborative play, facial feature as an eye tracking so that the person mm-hmm. who's actually playing is maintaining eye contact with the avatar that's on the screen, different things.
Now, I saw somewhere that your senior level kids, the first year, this was in Engineering 481, that they came up with an iPad app?
Yes. There was a group of a half a dozen students that came up with an iPad app for people with cerebral palsy to be able to receive and send texts and emails. Basically, the whole iPad screen functions as a big Staples Easy Button, where anywhere you touch on the screen, you can create emails. And it's absolutely fascinating. I actually saw a video of the tool being used by somebody with cerebral palsy, and the only fine motor skills that this person had was in their right foot. So they actually had set the iPad on the floor, and they were tapping the iPad with their big toe in order to create emails.
I've got to imagine, David, that you have students who are you were saying it was remarkable to see someone with a disability being able to use something that these kids have been working on in the classroom. What is that like for the students to see the realization of all that work actually helping someone?
Oh, it's tremendous. And I think it really brings it to life. You know, for a lot of the classes that we have, they're technologically challenging, you know, to come up with new products.
Yes.
But to actually see them being used by somebody is just tremendous. And it's really moving to see the students actually try the products and to play the products with these kids, with these special needs kids. We had a group of kids with autism spectrum disorder come into the computer science building to actually play the games one night. And that was probably the single most, you know, moving example of our students working with these kids that I've seen. They just had a tremendous time. And it's interesting, the kids with autism, they were, to a person, they were just absolutely delightful and polite. and they didn't want to give any negative feedback to the games, right? I mean, when you're developing a game, you want the feedback so that you can make the game better and better.
Yes, yes, pro and con.
Pro and con, right? And these kids were like, oh, that is just such a fun game. We just so enjoyed playing it. It's like, yeah, but what can we improve? Oh, nothing. It's just wonderful. And so it was really cool. It was really interesting. It was just an excellent experience for my students.
Dr. David Chesney is professor of computer science and engineering at the University of Michigan, developer of the Gaming for the Greater Good courses. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.